Former Alabama quarterback is digging Auburn's linebacker situation.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Greg McElroy loves these Auburn linebackers. We're going to talk about that. He put out a list. He ranked the top 10 linebacker rooms in college football, and you'll like where Auburn ended up on that list. What's the second? If linebackers are one of the most talented rooms on the team, what's the second? We'll talk about that, and then dadgummit, we didn't have a commit yesterday. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if we're going to be a serious program or what, but we'll talk about who's next that could possibly pop today and beyond. But that, I mean, how do you go a day as a college football coach and not have a commit? I don't get it. Let's jump right into it, though. Greg McElroy on his podcast, Always College Football, that's part of the ESPN I guess it's part of the ESPN podcast network. They have a YouTube channel with a couple of podcasts on it. He's one of them, which I didn't realize that. That's kind of a big deal. Good for him. But anyway, he was talking about he's been doing this where he's ranking different position groups across college football, and he does a top 10. And Auburn lands at number 3 in his top 10 linebacker rooms in college football for 2026. Obviously that's awesome, landing in the top 10. And if you look at the two schools ahead of them, it's really hard to argue, but I want to hone in on a couple of things that he said. The first thing, I love obviously the ranking. I love being third or being talked about as being one of the third best rooms in college football, but I don't know that I 100% disagree with this first statement. He says if Auburn becomes one of the surprise football teams of the season, it'll be because of the linebackers. I don't know that I agree with that statement, because they were awesome last year. If Auburn becomes one of the surprise teams in college football, it'll be because the offensive line actually worked. And then the offensive line worked, the receivers translated, and Byron Brown went off. I think that is going to be what determines if Auburn has success or not this year, because they were great last year. Now, that's not to say I'm not knocking anything else. That was actually meant to be like a super big compliment to the linebackers, but I think it's a little bit hyperbolic, because again, Xavier Atkins was first team all SEC last year. He led the SEC in tackles for loss. Like, they were great last year. But anyway, he goes on to say, you know, obviously Xavier Atkins, first-team All-SEC last year, All-American, is back, and he's joined by Elijah Melendez and DeMarcus Riddick. McElroy said Atkins was unbelievable, and also says Melendez developed significantly. Okay, so those two are inarguable. Xavier Atkins, Elijah Melendez. Elijah Melendez, we knew from the time we got that commitment, that kid was going to be spectacular. You could watch his film, and it didn't take but 10, 15 seconds to understand that that kid is a college football. Literally, if you could take a 3D printer and type in what you want out of a linebacker in college in the SEC, it'd print out Elijah Melendez. So he gets to Auburn, and he does what we think he can do. He has a couple interceptions. He's just a menace on the field when he gets his opportunities, and now he's going to step into more a full-time role, and it probably is going to be those two, 1-2. Like, you're mostly going to have two linebackers on the field, and it's mostly going to be those two guys. But to me, so as a 1-2 punch, that's about as good as it gets. He mentioned DeMarcus Riddick. I still don't know that we've seen the full DeMarcus Riddick yet. I still don't know if we've seen it yet. Last year, the first year he's on campus, he's just a gadget guy. And understandably so. He's a freshman, doesn't know the full defense, but it's just like, man, he's so athletic and so gifted. You just got to figure out a way to utilize his gifts on the field like as soon as possible. So he kind of became a Swiss Army knife. Not really. No, that's the wrong term. Not a Swiss Army knife, because that would be a guy that can do a lot of things. He was a gadget guy. You know, he was like, think about your wheel route guy on offense in Gus's offense, or a jet sweep guy. He was a gadget guy for defense. He had like one or two specific jobs, and he did those at a really high level and honestly changed the defense in a few games. Have we seen him as a full-fledged linebacker, though? As an actual Swiss Army knife linebacker. Last year, he was hurt a bunch. He had the labrum surgery in the offseason. He was held out of spring. Probably could have gone, but you hold him out and let him just sort of rehab and get better. There's no real risk or no real reason to risk pushing that, because you are going to need to call on him, I would imagine, at some point in time this season. This is going into his third year. It's like, man, he could be the most the next guy we're going to talk about, maybe the most physically gifted, but he could be in the same conversation as the most physically gifted of the linebackers. Athletically, you know, just length, speed, body type. He's a little bit lighter than I think we want him to be, but still probably has the most physical tools of anybody. Have you really been able to see him put it all together yet, though? Could this be the year that he puts it all together? DeMarcus Riddick being the guy that we think he can be, playing up to his ranking, other than just being a sort of like a one-trick pony, takes that linebacker room to an even higher level. I got to knock Greg a little bit for not – I mean, if you're going to be a ball knower, you got to talk about Bryce Diaz, man. Bryce Diaz could have a breakout season in the SEC in sort of a reserve role. And if anybody gets injured, heaven forbid, you're probably never going to see the field again. If this guy gets an opportunity to get on the field, like, good luck getting your position back. He is literally, like, waiting to explode. Physical freak. He's got the weight, too. Like, he's put on the weight. He's got the speed. He's got the hips. He's got the length. He looks way bigger than he actually is because he's so long. It was so much fun to watch him at practice, because he was one that would always, like, I guess, start the race, you know, when they go from like stretching to running out onto the field, outdoor field, to go to their position groups, their individual groups. He goes in like a full dead sprint to where the linebackers practice. And then, like, everybody, I guess, feels like they have to run too. He's just a fun kid to watch, man. I mean, think about those four guys. It's hard to really go back. I feel like you got to go back a bit to find four in that same room as talented as these guys. Can Xavier Atkins back up last year's season? It's really hard to imagine that you can go back out and lead the team in sacks and then lead the SEC in tackles for loss. But there's one thing about him that I think is different that from a lot of guys that have that breakout year, and, you know, even you can kind of translate it over into the NFL, like, they get that next big contract and you see kind of like that, okay, I've made it, I can kind of relax a little bit. He's the opposite. It really feels, you can feel the intensity when you talk to him and the sense of urgency. And I'm sure it's because, hey, this is more than likely his last year and he's probably going to go into the draft. But yeah, it's like, man, I got it. We got to be better. That we got to be more intense. We got to work harder. they hit a home run getting that kid. I'm just telling you. Last year was fantastic. I would not be shocked if he puts up just as good numbers this year. It seems like a tall task. Wouldn't shock me at all. It won't be because of lack of effort. It won't be because of lack of, like, putting in the work. He may get injured or something like that. That's probably going to be the only reason that would hold him back. So, overall, love everything he's saying. Love where we're on the list. Oklahoma's ahead of us. Notre Dame is ahead of Auburn as well. Oklahoma still has Kip Lewis on that team, who broke our hearts against that Oklahoma game a couple of years ago at home with the pick six. Notre Dame's just stacked with linebackers. They're just absolutely stacked. Drake Bowen, Jalen Snead, Jaden Osberry. I mean, just go down the list. They're all really, really good. So for Auburn to be in that conversation is really, really good stuff. Who's the second best group? This is not a Greg McElroy list. This is just a conversation. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. Don't forget to beat the heat. There it is. It's getting hot outside. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and you can take $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're open at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time now, so you can get in early. And then if you drop it off between 7 and 9 and you want to have all this stuff checked and you want to have your oil change, you can get a $50 oil change only for Barn listeners. You might as well take advantage of it. There's nothing cheaper than that around. So get that $50 oil change, if nothing else, and then check out everything they've done in the lounge, everything they've done. You even go check out the bidet. Just trust me. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then don't forget to buy Auburn. Go to buyauburn.com. If you're an Auburn business owner, you can list your business for less than a dollar a day. We're building it, man. We're building it. You guys need to check it out. And if you're a listener and you're just a fan, you don't own a business, and you want to shop and do business with Auburn people, start here, bro. Start here. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. It's buyauburn.com. And then if you need a good real estate and agent in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up. It's KyleRush@KW.com. I got 4 townhome listings under $300,000. Got proven game day rental income. Got a pool attached to them. A lot of good stuff. Hit me up. It's KyleRush@KW.com. We'll be back right after this. Who's the next most talented group? Not most important, most talented. When you just kind of run down, you know, wide receiver, offensive line, tight end, quarterbacks, running backs, go, and then you switch it over to defense. Who's the best position group? I'd love to know your thoughts. For me, it's safeties. For me, it's the safety room. And this is why, and it's kind of a weird reason why, but the two names, there's really, I guess, 3 names that dominate the conversation when you're talking about safeties. Eric Winters, who's upcoming sophomore, fantastic. Anquan Fagans, upcoming sophomore, fantastic. And then Caleb Harris, upcoming junior, who can be unbelievable. Okay? So you talk about those guys, and then it's always which 2 out of those 3 are going to be the guys. Well, then you kind of look at the safety room as a whole, and you got guys like Champ Anthony there that are there too, who's a senior, who's been a really good player. You got a guy like Jacoby Matthews, who had a fantastic spring, had an interception in the A-Day game. You got guys like, you know, Fred Gaskin that's come over from South Florida that can play. You got guys like Shadrick Tootle Jr., you know, this is a surprise junior college addition who had a couple of big interceptions in spring. Now, I know you got Sylvester Smith. I mean, I know he's probably going to be more of a nickel, but it depending on how you classify the nickel, I mean, that's part of the room. So I say all that to say this room may be even deeper than the linebacker room. And when you kind of go along the conversation, the same conversation as before, like which one makes that room go? Which one makes that room excel? Who's the one that if this guy steps up, you're going to have an elite back end of the secondary? To me, it's Caleb Harris. And this is not a super big knock on Caleb. Okay? Don't misquote me or take this out of context. But his freshman year was so good. And it honestly may have been more so that it was so much of a pleasant surprise that it's putting that most Auburn fans that talk about it put more value on it his freshman season than his sophomore season. And I think the conversation is even that maybe he took a step back his sophomore season. You look at the tackles, he still had a ton of tackles, but you just didn't hear his name that much at all. I think if he can get back to that same level of explosiveness that he had as a true freshman, the ceiling gets absolutely blown off of the building as far as what that safety room can do. And this is why I think that's the case, because Anquan Fagans can play multiple positions. Eric Winters is pretty much going to be locked into being, you know, one of the other safeties. Anquan could play corner. Anquan could play nickel. He could play anywhere on the field. So if there's an opportunity to get those three guys on the field at the same time, it's going to have to be because Caleb Harris is, you know, electric, and he's going to have to be back to his full form and leading that back end of the room. Then, hey, if you got to take a break or if you get banged up, you just slot in Champ Anthony. If you got to take a break, if you get dinged up a little bit at nickel, you slot in Sylvester Smith. You get up in a game and you want to get some guys some playing time, you slot in Jacoby Matthews, and you don't maybe not even take a drop off. I can go on and on and on. You pull up that roster, you pull up that safety room, and you start going guy by guy. I tell you what, man, I challenge anybody to find one that's as impressive. Or how about more impressive? Just like no-brainer, more impressive than what you got here as far as talent, potential, and depth. I dig it, man. Who do y'all think? It was really, honestly, that was like the first one I went to. I didn't really have a tough time deciding. It was kind of easy to go straight to safety from linebacker. I'm ready for that to be, you know, potentially some offensive groups in the very, very near future. You could probably make an argument for running backs. If Bryson Washington would have had a better spring, probably that one would have probably been much, much easier. All right, let's switch it back to recruiting. You win a whole 24 hours without a commit, and that's not fun. That's not fun. I'm going to gripe and moan and complain. I mean, we've been conditioned to 2 commits a day, it feels like, for the last week. I'm obviously speaking tongue-in-cheek, but that may be the drought, the recruiting drought may be over today at, I guess, 12:30 is whenever this announcement is going to happen. And it's Ryan Jackson, the edge from Maryland. Feels like we've been talking about him for a month now, but he only just visited, or he only had his official visit like two weekends ago. His second visit to Auburn, just dominating the Rivals recruiting prediction machine thing they have. I think it looks like it's Auburn and maybe Virginia Tech or Penn State. But it really feels like Auburn. Another 4-star guy, one of your first true edges of the class. 6'3", 6'4", 220. really good speed off the edge. I can't wait for Taylor Williams, T-Dub, our film guy. We can't wait for his breakdown. If this one is consummated at 12:30 again, like we said, I think it's 12:30 Eastern, so I guess 11:30 Central, and it'll be live on, I think, the Rivals YouTube page. Let me confirm that really quick. Yes, it is on the Rivals YouTube page. Live announcement, June 10th, 12:30 Eastern time. So, yeah, make sure you tune in for that one. And the finalist it has on the graphic is Auburn and Virginia Tech. You add him, you jump to the number 10 class. I've already done the math for you. So there you go. And now you're talking about Auburn as a, you know, again, a top 10 class. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't think that that one was going to be possible. Now, as other people add, again, remember, they're on three is only looking at your top 12 commits right now. And towards the end of the cycle, they'll factor in the top 21. They'll take the average of the top 21. So people are going to add. People are going to drop. We'll see where Auburn lands at the end. But as of right now, they got all the hype. They're on a hype train right now. You got Jabarius Garore, who's announcing on, I believe, Friday. Don't know how I feel about that one. It's weird because I feel like I hear the least about him of any of these guys. And I could say the same about Chance Gilbert, though, heading into last week. So a lot of times, this staff, man, they put the clamps on you and they end it really quickly when they're ready to move. So who knows what happens between now and Friday. I know he really likes Texas. I know Alabama's in the mix. That would be a big one. It'd be a big one to go Ryan Jackson, Jabarius Garore in the same week, but we'll have to see. There's still time left on that one. Not really sure what direction that one's going to go. But, yeah, it looks like you may get another one on the board today so we can jump up and down and celebrate. Guys, thanks for listening. Really, really appreciate it. Let me know what you think about the position group stuff. Who's the second best position group room? Let me know in the comments, and we will talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.